Good morning. Well, I tell you, it's like a heat wave out there. I'm getting my sunscreen. Grateful to be here. I mean, it has been, of course, don't look at the projections for the coming week, huh? And as a matter of fact, you know, it is still dangerous for a lot of our seniors to venture out. You know, it is so slick still in spots. So Betty Springer's not here today, but get the word out to her, folks. I'm wearing her tie she got me. This is the beginning of Lent. We had Ash Wednesday, and of course, this starts the first Sunday here in Lent purple, being the liturgical color. So thanks to Betty Springer. And also, I have I want to thank, where's Vicky? Is Vicky back here? Well, I want to thank Vicky. Give praise where praise is due. Vicky had found out that Irene Adams is up at the Van Crest in pain, and I know for a fact John Hall's mother-in-law was up there for a time, but it is now under the umbrella of the Van Crest Corporation, and she is in the assisted living there. The transition was done so quickly. She said, "Greg, if you would just get the word out to my friends at the church that." You know, that I certainly will miss them, but it's going to be great for her. She's in assisted living. She loves the amenities. So she has trouble seeing, by the way. She's blind in the one eye and only partial vision in the other. And I got my professor right here. Keith, you can sure relate to that. You empathize with that. Our prayers continue with Keith. But under those circumstances for her, it's just an idyllic situation. So she has the stimuli of conversation with friends and also all the amenities. But if you get a chance, 650 North Main, I'm not that good. It's just Jackie was up there for years. My brother Jackie, when they built the new United Methodist Church, Jackie was the pastor. So I'm familiar with pain. But 650 North Main, give Irene Adams a call. Are there any parish notices to come before us? On this old snowy, snowy morning. Any parish notices to come before us? I'm listening. Well, very good, very good. I know we have ad board this Thursday, is it, Coach? Ad board this Thursday, 7 o'clock. Well, without further ado, then let's prepare our hearts for morning worship. This is the first Sunday of Lent.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Painter of rainbows amidst the clouds, set your bow once more in the sky and remind us that your love and mercy are far greater than your righteous anger. As we enter the season of Lent, remind us anew of your saving grace and of our chance for rebirth through the cleansing waters of our baptism. And amidst the storms and the floods of life, teach us the ways of life and death, that we may use this season as a time of gratitude for the past and a time of hope for the future. Through Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. Rainbow of grace paints the sky.
We worship a God of steadfast love and faithfulness.
The bright ribbon of color serves to remind us.
We worship a God of steadfast love and faithfulness.
The waters of baptism seal us in holy love.
We worship a God of steadfast love and faithfulness.
A voice over the water proclaims, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased."
We worship a God of steadfast love and faithfulness.
Let us lift up our hearts and voices unto the Lord in praise this, the first Sunday of Lent. Hymn number 98, "To God Be the Glory."
Thank you. take this opportunity, welcome one another through the passing of the peace. At this time, we invite the children to come forward for the children's moments. I want to say a special thanks to Delta Dingus. We ran in to Delta at the store the other day. We were looking for rainbows for you. And Delta came through and she bought these for you. So I'm going to go ahead while I'm sharing the story with you. And here you go, Allison. Mommy did a great job. While I'm handing these out, these are really great little stickers for you. Yes, indeedy. Now, why the rainbow? Well, you see, we have the cross here. You see the cross? Roger Baxter made us that cross and gifted the church that cross that we use during the Lenten season. You see that it's draped in purple? You see my purple tie again? See that? Hey, look here. You're all fixed for today, too. But you see my purple tie? Betty Springer gave me that purple tie. Yeah. And the color of Lent, of the season of Lent, is purple. Purple representing the color of royalty. And Jesus, of course, is the King of all kings, the creator of all that is. But why the rainbow? Well, one of the suggested Bible lessons for this, the first Sunday in Lent, is the rainbow. We go back to the story, of course, of Noah and the flood. And when that was all over, it says that God repented of his anger. And what that is, again, that old Hebrew word, turned around, 180 degree turn from his anger, from his righteous anger. And God did something. God established a covenant with us. Now, any of you know what a covenant is? A covenant? I can give you an example. Marriage to this day, in Christendom, in the church, marriage is a covenant. It's a covenant service. And it's on one hand, you might call it a contract, right? On the other hand, I like the word promise better. I like the word promise. And so what has happened is God has said to Noah and to his sons, after it's all over, and now he's going to establish a covenant of love, a promise of love. He says, this is the sign. You've got it in your hands right here. He says, this is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature with you for all future generations. I have set my bow in the clouds as a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Now, I'm not going to put a sticker, Roger, on the cross, but you could put a rainbow above that cross. In fact, I have seen symbols, Brother Warren, in the church that have the cross with the rainbow over it, because this is the fulfillment of the promise. The promise, God promises never to forsake us, never to leave us, and to always love us. Why? Because we're good? No. No. Because it is the nature of God to love us that much. We're in the best of hands, children, in the hands of a loving God. Let's go to the Lord now. We got a good sized circle today. Look at this. Yeah, let's make a big circle. Come on, here we go. This is fun. We got a big circle. Yeah, you can put your rainbows down for a moment, and then you can pick them back up when you go to your pews. Yeah, those are really nice. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the rainbow, which is a constant reminder to us in the storms of life. When we see that rainbow, all believers feel their hearts warmed, because again, it is a sign of the covenant, the promise that you have set with us to always love us. And we've seen that love completely fulfilled on the cross of Calvary, where Jesus showed us just how far that love will go. Thank you for your love and for the rainbow and a life of promise now in Jesus Christ. And help us to share this joy with other boys and girls, all to the glory of the Savior, the King of Kings, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God bless you, children. Now, before you return to your pews with those stickers, and once again, I want to get the thanks out. I'm going to have Brother Dave come up. I want to get the thanks out for I'll tell you what, I'll hand these out. Brother Dave, you hand out the suckers. All righty. And I want to thank Delta once more. And thank Tim. Tim brought us these, delivered these here today. And a thanks to the Millers. As I said, every Sunday, it is appropriate to hand out a heart sucker. Every Sunday, it is appropriate. Because God is love. You're sure welcome. You're sure. And again, I thank all the folks who have contributed these gifts to you. Right. Right. To who did I miss? Oh, God. Right here. Look at them. They're saying, come on, Craig. What's the matter? Sorry, honey. Sorry. There you go. Well, you may return to your pews. And Allison said she's going to stay up here. You want your buddy to go with you? She's going to go back and sit down? Okay. Yes, you don't care? You want to go with her? I love partnerships. How about we're in a partnership today? That's the whole point of the rainbow. Partnership with senior partner, God. You're going to win, aren't you? When your senior partner is God, you betcha. So we got a partnership here. If we have visitors, we want to remind you that there are visitors' cards. And back here in the seats in the back, the visitors' cards, you can look at the post. They're actually on the post. If you have trouble locating one, just ask an usher. But take a moment, fill that out, put your telephone number on it, and then when we take up the morning offering, just drop that in the plate. And the ushers never fail to get me those. It's a great tool for church growth, because we get acquainted with you. We get to introduce you further. I'll give you a call. So we'll get you better acquainted with this wonderful, marvelous church family. Well, we have the microphone today. If you have a joy or concern, a joy for the sake of our visitors, it could be like a birthday announcement, wedding anniversary announcement. It could be a testimony of how the rainbow of promise shines brightly in your life right now, that the Lord is guiding you. You want to lift up that testimony, that good news, lift it up. Could be a concern, maybe somebody you love is sick, you want to lift them up in prayer. Joys or concerns, raise your hand and our team here will bring you the microphone. Keep your hand up so they can see you. Keep your hand up. I see some in the back here, ladies. Some in the back.
We want to thank everyone for the prayers on Shelley. She was on life support for a week, and she's up now walking around doing great. Thank you.
Raise a cheer. Praise the Lord. Larry, Dad, that's just wonderful. Mom and Dad got just so happy with news like that. Wonderful news. Others back here? Others?
An update on my prayer request from last week. Aaron Reese, the 15-year-old from Van Wert High School. They're not looking at a heart transplant at this point in time, but tomorrow they're going to be putting in either a pacemaker or a defibrillator. I guess his rhythm was out. The medicine seems to be working, so it's looking better, but he still has some obstacles, so appreciate some additional prayer. Thank you.
Shelley, thank you so much for that update. So we know where to direct our prayers now. We know how to direct those prayers with that update. Thank you, Shelley.
I have a young lady sitting beside me that's going to be 10 years old tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Bailey. Happy birthday. That is just awesome. Just awesome. I see Katie down here.
On February the 13th, my grandmother, Miller, had a birthday.
Oh, Margaret. Margaret, happy birthday. Happy birthday. That is just awesome. Thanks, Katie. Other joys or concerns? I see a hand right over here. I see Judy.
Jean Whittong has been having heart problems, and she's going to have a pacemaker put in March the 10th. But she has to take it very quietly until that happens. So I think we need to remember her.
Judy, thank you. Thank you so much for lifting her up. Thank you for that information. And again, we know how to direct our prayers. Any other joys or concerns? We've got a fine team right here. Well, can we show an appreciation for this team ministry? Huh? Wonderful. Thank you, ladies. Thank you so much. Let us turn to the Lord now in silent prayer. Lord God, as we study your word from the Bible this morning, help us to remember that your covenant of steadfast love and faithfulness will last forever and ever. Deepen our faith, Lord, as we pray that prayer which the Savior, the King of Kings, invites us to pray with him. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Let us stand now for this. This is one of my favorite hymns. And it just really, really dovetails well with our lesson from Genesis. So let's stand for 480, O Love That Will Not Let Me Go.
Thank you.
be seated. Now we turn, and by the way, that beautiful hymn by Matheson has both the cross and the rainbow. Roger again, brother, thank you. Tremendous artisan, and the cross is before us, and the rainbow comes before us on this, the first Sunday of Lent. Then God said to Noah and to his sons with him, "As for me, I am establishing my covenant with you and your descendants after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the domestic animals, and every animal of the earth with you, as many as came out of the ark. I establish my covenant with you, that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of a flood. Never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth." And God said, "This is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for all future generations. I have set my bow in the clouds, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. And when I bring clouds over the earth and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the water shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh." May God add the blessing of his Holy Spirit to the reading of God's holy word.
Thank you.
Keith. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, choir. I want to lift up from the scripture. God said, "This shall be a sign of the covenant that I make between me and you." And by the way, let me just step back. This, you go to your Sunday school books. This is a unilateral covenant. This is astonishing. There are the contracts throughout Scripture, the Old Testament especially. If you will do this as a people, then I will do this, says the Lord God. We're familiar with those. This is startling. This is a unilateral covenant initiated by God and God alone, simply because God is a God of unconditional love. Unconditional. This is provocative. So again, the Lord says, "This shall be a sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for all future generations. I have set my bow in the clouds, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth." How many of you, when you look at a rainbow to this day, just curious, how many of you, when you look at a rainbow, do you feel something? How many? When you look at a rainbow. And of course, it always, what? It is in the aftermath of a storm. Do we have storms in life? You bet we do. But the believer to this day, when the rainbow appears in the cloud, our hearts are warmed, aren't they, Brother Warren? We believe, we trust in the God of promise. This is the promise that the Lord has established because it is the nature of God to love us, that love will never leave us and never forsake us. Some of you may remember a year ago on CNN a startling report of a little 9-year-old African-American boy named Willie who was kidnapped from his driveway. Yes, from his own driveway, this little boy is kidnapped in Atlanta, Georgia. Now, Willie commented later that after the man had grabbed him and thrown him in the back of the car, Willie started praising the Lord, singing a song he had learned in Sunday school at church. A song by Hezekiah Walker entitled "Every Praise." If you haven't heard it yet, go to YouTube and get a blessing. Hezekiah Walker, "Every Praise." And so this little boy, Willie, is in the back seat of this car. He's praising the Lord in song. And while he's singing, the kidnapper kept yelling expletives at this child. Willie said, he kept saying, "You better shut up, you blankety blank boy." However, Willie kept praising the Lord through song, and he sang, and that little child sang until the kidnapper could stand it no longer, Dave. And he threw him out of the car. And he ordered him to tell no one what had happened. Well, mothers, of course, his mother knew what had happened when her child calls her from a phone that belonged to a woman who lived near the spot where the kidnapper threw him out of the car. And then she broke down in tears. A woman of faith, like you, children of faith. She broke down in tears because she remembered the covenant. She remembered the rainbow. She remembered God's promise to never leave her nor forsake her. And her touching testimony is that she believes God surely fulfilled the promise that day, bringing her son back home to her unharmed. We rejoice in her testimony. And we concur. Absolutely. God is a God of promise. And God keeps his promises. Now of course we're mature in our faith. We walk this walk, right? And we know that God doesn't always work as dramatically as he did for Willie and his mother there in Atlanta, Georgia. Though we praise God for the outcome of that story. We praise God. What a witness. God doesn't always, however, work that dramatically. And yet sometimes it's in the storms, right? Sometimes it's with the obstacles that the rainbow becomes the backdrop brighter than ever as we see a God of promise in a relationship with us against all odds. God is with us, and who knows what may be accomplished in a relationship with this God of promise. If you're like me, the video that Tim's about to run for us, if you're like me, you might want to get ready for this. Let's take a look at this powerful witness of how God can work.
How do you get through your day? Make it from one place to another, one task to the next. How do you do it?
Every step of the way in life, there have been people that said that I can't do things, said that I couldn't ride a bicycle. There have been people that said that I couldn't live on my own, couldn't get a good job and support myself, or I couldn't go to college and graduate. I don't listen too much to people when they tell me I can't do something. There's not a whole lot that's going to stand in my way. There were a lot of people that when I first started at Hendrick Motorsports, they had no idea what I could do and what I was going to do there. I have some guys that I'm good friends with now, and they told me that when they heard I was coming, and when I first got there, their biggest thing was, what is he going to do?
Hendrick Motorsports is the most winning organization in NASCAR. From Jimmy Johnson, to Jeff Gordon, to Dale Earnhardt Jr. For any engineer drawn to racing, it's the elite destination.
We need to add a little clearance there for a while. All right.
For Richie Parker, it's been the job for the last 8 years. As a vehicle engineer at Hendrick, Parker designs chassis and body components for all four of its race teams and does all his design work the way he does most everything, with his feet.
It's very demanding. When we have somebody like Chad Knaus that comes back from the racetrack and he says he needs something next week that's going to help him win a race, then no is never the answer.
Richie Parker was born in May 1983 in the coastal town of Buford, South Carolina. Right away, his parents knew something was wrong.
He said that there was a little issue, a complication, that with the baby, and I said, what? And naturally, I think he moved me a little to the side and said the baby did not have arms. And I just was sort of dumbfounded, like, what do you mean?
Doctors told the Parkers the abnormality was the result of a non-genetic birth defect, creating bilateral amelia, a limb deficiency.
I'm thinking, how are we going to get through this? How would he eat? How would he open doors? How would he do just the normal day-to-day things? Once I saw Richie, it was no question after that.
He was the cutest baby. You know, it was the cutest little boy. After about 5 minutes, it was, when can I take my kid home? Just give him a kid.
We wanted his childhood to be as close to any other child's childhood as possible. That's always been our attitude. We are going to make it work. We might just do it differently, but it will work.
You put this on the door, and I can grab onto it like this with my shoulder and pull it out.
There were always things around the house that made it so that I didn't need to ask somebody else for help to do it. And that was always important to me. I had two parents that from day one tried to make it so that my life was, I guess you could say, as normal as possible, whatever normal is.
This came off a larger bike, somewhat like a beach cruiser.
The other kids in the neighborhood had a bike. Well, Richie's going to ride a bike. And we understood some of the dangers. We got long handlebars and bent it up and then bent it out, and we welded a bar across from one handlebar to the other. And after that, he rode the bike with the other kids in the neighborhood. And he was just a kid riding his bike.
As a teenager, Richie's sense of independence found its sharpest focus in cars.
I always wanted to drive. I was told by a few different people, well, if there's a bus in your area or if there are taxi cabs, then that's all you need to do. You just use that as your transportation. But that just wasn't me.
When he was 15, Richie spotted his dream car, a 1964 Chevy Impala SS. The Parkers convinced the owner to sell it. 15 years later, it's still Richie's ride.
If the bicycle gave him a certain degree of freedom, the car, I think, gave him a greater amount of independence and pride. When he's in that car, everybody's on the same level.
In truth, Richie's entire life has been one remarkable study in engineering.
We thank for the food, we thank for the hands prepared, and ask that we use for the nourishment of our bodies. Amen.
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 I'm like a both day.
Nearly every task requires ingenuity.
I can't say there's anything that I can't do. I don't know that there's a whole lot in life, period, that I could say that I can't do. Just things that I haven't done yet.
That attitude carried Richie to his current job at Hendrick.
I think I had about 20 resumes that I went through before I settled on Richie's. I knew he could do the things that I needed him to do. It was more a question of how.
We've got a few updates that we're making to this fixture to make some of the parts more durable and more adjustable than it is currently.
We sat down and he showed me how he works on the computer and how he does his design work. I write with my right hand, you write with your left hand. He happens to write with his feet.
Parker's initial internship with Hendrick was supposed to last 10 months. 8 years and 5 championships later, he's still here. How do you get through your day? Make it from one place to another, one task to the next. Don't ask Richie Parker. He's already moving on down the road.
I'm just never satisfied. It's what drives me. I don't know where it comes from. And sometimes it kind of drives me crazy, but that's how I live my life.
Recalibrate your life, don't you, when you see a witness like that? How do you get through your day? Well, of course, the family insisted on the table fellowship scene where you witnessed the prayer. And that was their testimony. How you get through your day is from the strength that you draw from the God of promise. The Lord said, "This is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature with you for all future generations. I have set my bow in the clouds as a sign of the covenant between me and the earth." The God of promise will never break that promise. Here is the love of that God which took Jesus to the cross, where he said yes in love for you and me. So may the God of promise give you the strength to get you through the day and will carry you through this life here and hereafter. At this time, the ushers will assist us in the morning offering. Let us pray together. God of radical grace, when we see your rainbow in the sky after a winter storm, we remember your covenant with us and offer you our gratitude and praise. For the many gifts of your creation, we give you humble thanks. May the gifts that we bring this day be a sign of our commitment to share your love and mercy with those in need. In Christ's name we pray. And now, on this Sunday, for the God of promises, the God of the rainbow, we close with this hymn of commitment, 374, Standing on the Promises.
Standing on the promises of God.
Now may the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the communion, the fellowship with the Holy Spirit, rest, abide with us all, now and forever. Amen.